Right.
Okay, everybody sign. Okay.
Make a start, so.
It's a bit of a quick recap what we learnt last week. Last time I didn't realize something how long was around this book. But last week spoke about being a hesitant. This is the final topic last week. Last week was about interruptions during a bracha shema. So we spoke about that, for example, when a person makes a bracha, so straight away he's meant to eat some of the food. There shouldn't be much of a gap, Moshi, between your bracha rishon. So you should have your bracha on a drink. You should really have your drink straight after. That's what you should do. That's what we said. Straight away, really, you should have your drink. And we said that it's to finish last time, which people don't realize that. But once you've made your bracha rishona, so you must interrupt anything. So we said, that's very again, it's my kiddush on Friday night. Sometimes people have got different family home. Well, it's the ending. Let's say you've got to make kiddush Friday night. So the first part of boss makes kiddush Friday night. He makes the boiled bread offering for his kiddush, and then he starts giving out the wine. So not everyone at the table has yet drunk the wine. So all of a sudden, the mother mishpacha was there. They start also kiddush, and they make boiled bread offering. No one can answer amen to that bracha boiled bread offering if they have not actually drunk some wine yet. If they do, their bracha is possible. It's not good, their bracha. They have to make a new boiled bread offering wine. That bracha has been cut off. Pashtus. So you've got food, and therefore that omein will invalidate the boiled bread offering that they want to be moitzi with the first person. So they have to make a new bracha. It happens when I moitzi this, you hear the argument say I moitzi. Same thing, it's all the same, nothing can be said until you actually eat some of the food. Obviously, while making the bracha itself, also you can't speak, posture can't speak, you shouldn't do any sorts of movements we said last time. And the only thing we said last time was that if someone spoke after the bracha rishona, which is a chiddush actually. So, let's say, for example, someone had moitzi lechem haaretz. So we said that if a person says, I've got no salt here, pass me the salt. Since that's a tzoriach hasuda, that's not akad, that's a bi halach, a remor here. Let's find the remor. It was called samches. Yeah, I've got one, which is sure, thank you. I think it's called samches. If I didn't write the Mara Mocha Mundus down here. As far as I know, the Ramah says there that you should not really speak. But if you did, the Maisa of Brach is not possible.
Why is it not possible?
Because it's Chal, Brach is Chal. Because it's to do with the circle of the food. I don't know where it was, Brach, and that was Samach, huh? It was called Samaches. Kuf Samazayim, sorry, Kuf Samazayim Sivov, Ramah there. Kuf Samazayim Sivov. So the Ramah says, so the Mechaber says you mustn't speak. You mustn't interrupt between the bracha and the eating. And so if you did interrupt, sorry, I'd like to know where the bracha again. Unless the sicha was to do with that, to do with the food. Karl Mochman says the remark, the chatchila la yasik la. So Ramah says quite clear that the chatchila, one should not interrupt for anything, even if it's a sirich of the food. So you're allowed to ask for the salt, but the mice is better to wait to have the bread first without the salt and then ask for the salt afterwards. And we said the chiddush also, who had said if someone by mistake spoke like this, said someone started having a cup of coffee, he made a bracha shakar named Riboroi, and then he says, oh, I need the sugar. That's wrong. But the mice, regardless of the tzurich of the food item, it's not called a hefsek, but the ever the bracha works. But you shouldn't do it. Rather, much better to have a bit of the coffee first without the sugar in, and then Afterwards, put sugar in. That's what you should do.
So if someone wants to be that in sure, can I ask them to put water, milk, and then tea?
Yeah, before the bracha, everything you should do before the bracha. That's the best thing. It's always best before the bracha. Right, that's what we said last time. Let's go back to today now. Today, making sound movements. Also, I don't know how this works. I mean, a lot of houses sometimes this goes on. One of boss makes sound, which is left when it's, and then the children are humming soft, let's say, while they get the bread. The chorus, it's not ideal, it's come on a chiller. Because during, from our waist level, after finishing eating, making the bracha, nothing should be done, even sounds which are not a word. And moving your hands, that is not the chorus ideal. I said, but the evidence, if you don't make a word, if you don't say something, I don't think it's you have to repeat the bracha, it's not ideal. And who I didn't know, you should be having a sweet or anything, you should take the wrapping off first. Before you make the bracha, you should have the wrapping off, so as soon as you made the bracha, you can eat the food directly. There shouldn't be a gap in between. All that's problematic, yeah? Then another big problem, I've seen this many, many times, I don't know what the answer to this question is. Many people, they make a bracha on a food. They put the food in the mouth, could be cake, apples, anything, any solid food. So they make a bracha, let's say, for example, a piece of cake. So very many mazonis, they put the mazonis in there. Mouth, they start chewing, and then someone asks a question and they answer. Now, the halacha is that ideally, for the bracha to be chal, some of the food has to be swapped. You don't need a kazayas, pashas, never. Same about bread, some people are makhmet have a kazayas straight to it, it's not ma'akif. But ideally, one should have at least swallow a little bit of the food before one starts speaking. That's the lachatchila. Definitely the lachatchila. Many, many people do this, that they just put the food in their mouth, they start chewing, and then someone asks them something, they feel something's very important for them to say, and they say it, it's not the right thing to be doing. Because you're meant to swallow the food, the broch has to be chal on something, and the broch is passionately chal when you have al mos, when it goes down into your stomach. So it's wrong to speak for that. But the ever, the post can say that if someone's already started chewing the food, and the slide is mixed with the food, so a bit of a taste, they start to taste the food, even though it's not swallowed it. But the ever then, you can't make a new bracha. But it's wrong. It's not that I shouldn't do this with Katkel. I shouldn't get myself in this matzah because he's causing himself a sophic what to do with a bracha. So sophic now what to do with a bracha. So because of sophic bracha, we can't make a bracha. But you've got yourself in a bit of a pickle. You shouldn't have done this. It's far better to take a mashu, swallow it. You only need a bracha to have a mashu. First of all, to have a cramp. All you have to do is swallow a crumb and then you can talk. But you have to have something passionate, you have to swallow the actual item itself properly before you can actually talk on the thing. Yeah? Very important, people don't realize it.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
He made very free a gulf from the Balabos, and then his son made very free a gulf from it. And the ladies heard the very free gulf of the son. So, they've made hafsek from the father,
yeah.
But they haven't made
hafsek
from the son.
But they're not. So, no, but they're not intending to be yotzei with the son's bracha.
They're not. Why? Because he wasn't
mechaber. No, they want to be yotzei with the husband. The husband makes both bracha off in the kiddush. They intend to be yotzei with
him. There has to be that.
Unless they change their minds, they want to be yotzei with the boy bracha off of the son. But the son has to have a man to be yotzei as well.
But
he's not even yotzei the wife of the husband, because the husband's been making the hit. As far as he's concerned, she's already been yotzei.
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, unless
it's not. It's different, but.
Yeah. It's a very common thing, this, I must tell you, it's very common. People don't realize. People think it's the same bracha, what's the problem?
Yeah,
people don't realize the problem. It's the same thing with our mochi lechem aretz. You make a mochi lechem aretz, for example, and then before you eat, hear someone saying, I'm sick today. It's the same thing, you can't answer to that. Because, man, you've not eaten some of the food moishi, you could not answer. You have to make sure, Moshi, they eat something. Right? Okay, that was what we said. That's in order for the bracha to be chal. The ma'aseh, the poskim, I'll make a bidyeh, I'm saying it's not a chatchila. If someone started chewing, so he's got a bit of a taste of the food in his mouth. So then some poskim say that's already bidyeh. So bidyeh, what we're saying, once you've done that, it's okay, but if you just saw just put the food in his mouth, he's not really tasted anything, then the chatchila has to make a new bracha. It's got no choice to make any problems in such case. You start speaking. A little bit of the interesting halacha is that, for example, I'm going to clarify this. What happens if someone made a bracha on a fruit? Someone had, for example, a peach in front of him. Yeah. And he made a block of both creates. He's about to eat the peach, and he sees inside there which is something that's not very pleasant. Yeah. Something, an insect there, which is a kind of this peach.
Why don't they feel the insect?
What?
Why don't they feel the insect away?
Why what?
Why don't they feel the insect away?
Oh, he doesn't fancy eating the whole peach now. That means that if he can eat a bit of that peach, that's the best thing to do.
Put off the food.
But let's say he can't eat all. Let's say, for example, he made a block of both creates on an apple, and before he ate it, the apple fell on the floor covered in earth. He doesn't feel like it's very pleasant to eat. What happens now? What's the next stage? So it's very interesting halacha. This is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch also. It's an arranged vav, so it's got a new base. Arranged vav. So the halacha depends actually what his kavanah was, and that really clarified this problem. That's why I'm happy now to do it here. Sorry, that's another halacha. Someone made a brach on the food. But the acha shabirach nimas be'enov. It became repulsive. For some reason, he couldn't eat it. So I'm saying, either something happened, he saw something inside him, which makes him that he can't eat it. So why should somebody can't say, well, I don't think we won't eat that food once. Let's say it's a small little pistachio nut, and you see inside, I had it once before, very not very pleasant. So you open up a pistachio nut, inside there, Moishe was a worm. Now, most people don't want to eat that pistachio nut anymore. It's finished. The shine is now, what happens now? What do you do? So the Mishnah says that is, Misha Berach HaMachar, Ra'ach Shabirach, Nimas Be'enah, it became unpleasant for him to eat. Yesh Lo'i Lech HaKatzatz, he can eat a little bit of it in order to make a bracha levatola, in order to make the bracha levatola. So in order not for it to be a bracha levatola, it's best to be nibbles. So Moshe, let's say a peach. Someone makes a bracha on a peach, he's cut it open before, he thought he looked for Tzoloi. And he didn't see anything. As he's about to eat it, he sees something crawling out there. So now he's not very happy with that. He's not wanting to eat it. So the mice says, best if he can eat some part of it, which has got no shaker to the insect. That way the broth is not wasted. That's the best. If he can't eat that food item at all, let's say he can't eat it, it's so unpleasant, let's say it got spoiled, it fell into some ink, I don't know what, it fell into something where you can't eat it. It fell into the dustbin, the mice, he can't eat it, now it's dirt. What should he do? So the very interesting halacha like this. The halacha is like this. If the second food, let's say there's another peach or something in front of him, which was in front of him, or he had das on that second peach, so that other food item was covered by his first brocha, then he can change to eat that other food item. So Moshe, I'm holding a peach, and in front of me is on the table, there's apples and oranges. I have in mind here, there's apples and oranges on the table. Or, I have in mind when I make the bracha on my peach to eat other appropriate foods. And then this peach becomes uneatable. Am I now allowed to take another food item that was either on the table in front of me, either was on the table in front of me, yeah? Or, if it wasn't in front of me, I had das to eat it. So it's in the kitchen, I had das to eat it. Either of those two conditions, I'm allowed now to take that second food and eat that food. Okay, exactly. So the bracha works for that. If I didn't, that means I only wanted to eat this particular food item. For example, I want to eat this peach or apple, and I didn't have in mind, to eat another apple, or it wasn't in front of me another apple, yeah? In that case there, the broth is not valid, for the second item, I've got to make a new broth. So again, let me just recap what we said. Very interesting halacha, a person makes a broth on a food item, and then that food item becomes spoiled, like he can't have it, it's not edible for him to eat. So it'll depend now, when he takes a second food item, does he have to make a block on the second food item? If the second food item, he had das on it, or was in front of him when he made the original brocha, that's good. If he didn't have it in front of him, and he didn't have das on it, on the second food item, you have to make a brocha. That's what comes out. Very, very interesting, yeah? So I'm not sure if I can clarify that a bit here.
But I know,
some people get mixed up with the food. Yeah, make sure you get organized. Yeah. Right. Then, someone made a bracha. There's another issue I don't know. Someone makes a bracha, for example, and after he's made the bracha, he's realized he can't eat it. Now, this, I must say, I don't get this so clear. Let's say it's a very, very common example. This could be someone makes a bracha on a cup of coffee. He makes a hakel and yibavor on a cup of coffee. He's about to drink the coffee. And he realizes he's flushing. What should he do? He's made a cup, shaking him on his cup of coffee, and he's realized now that he's flushing. So I don't understand this, but some poskim say that if an hour has passed already, where according to some shitters, the law holds that once an hour has passed, you need some milk, then you've got something to rely on, that's all right. You should have a little bit of that to eat. Others say, it has to be 3 or 4 hours. Others say even a small amount of time. You should have a small amount of that food item. It's a chiddush to me, actually. Others say, no, Lamaisa, your minig is to wait 6 hours. And now, you can't change that minig. That's your minig, you have to wait. Nothing you can do. So that comes out with Machlek. But Lamaisa looks like a lot of posts can say, wash up a mashing. Maybe chiddush. So someone made it's not uncommon story. He made had a cup of coffee, had a piece of chocolate, and just after he made the bracha, he realized that he shouldn't be eating this chocolate. But he's not put it into his mouth yet. I mean, once he's put it into his mouth, he swallowed it, it's shyly, but it's too late. The shyly is beforehand. Who are him? This can happen on a tannis. Of course, a chiddush. Someone made a bracha on a tannis on the food. He forgot it was a tannis. He made a bracha, that what you call it? You can't eat on tannis, yeah?
Any tannis.
Let me just find what it says about tannis. Tannis, actually, I didn't write down. Tannis is the same shayla, I think. As far as I know, tannis is the same shayla. The other shayla I wrote, that was a 9 day. It's the same thing. I have to check about tannis. But let's talk about a 9 day first of all. So I made a bracha on this meat during the 9 days. Some chocolate, I had leftover chocolate Friday on Matzah Shabbos from Ram Malka. He wants to eat Ram Malka, some chocolate left over. He makes a bracha, he goes over to on his chocolate. And before he eats the chocolate, he realizes that I'm doing it. I said, it's fleishik, I can't have to do it in 9 days, I can't have fleishik. So some again say in that case there, that about not to make a bracha of Atala, one should have a tiny bit. Others again disagree in such a case. They said, if I say, if your minute is not to do it, it's very interesting, it's honest. This looks like a lot of poskim are lenient. I found that the general consensus of poskim seems to be lenient to have a small amount of this food, even though it's a minig of yours not to have. But it looks like for a minig not to make a brocha she'elah, to make it not a brocha batala, it's not kedaitik, it's a chiddush, not to keep your, you shouldn't keep your minig when you're going to cause a brocha she'elah sricha. If you keep your minig is not to have like your life, but everyone's minig, yeah? But if you do that, you can make the bracha shem sukkah. The bracha we made, it won't become anything. I mean, these stories happen the whole time. So a lot of stories can happen. Someone told me this actually happened. He got filled up once with his shala. Someone filled up this. Let's start with the basic shala first of all. Someone made habdon on Friday night. Someone made habdon on once with shabbos. Someone washed from another malka on once with shabbos. Sat down to have a mozi, and he realized not made habdon. So what do? You made a moiti lechem in Oretz, and you realize that you've not said a dollar yet. He done marv. Came home, then he was hungry. He sat down after marv to have a benava malka, and he forgot he's not made a dollar. What should you do? So there's two options. Either option number one is to have a bit of the lechem now first, or option two is, should he make Havdalah before he has any of the bread?
Why didn't he make Havdalah first?
He forgot, Moshi.
Oh,
he forgot. The problem was he forgot. The shayla is what's better to do. He's made a Moshi Lech on Oretz. It's after.
See, it's not an interruption. It's not an interruption because it's concerned with sort of like cast the soul.
Could be. That's a shayla. What should he do? Yeah. Is it called Sir Chasuda? Can you eat it? That was a serious one. All right. Try. Don't mind. Oh, I can't finish this.
Yeah.